Today's K-movie is 범죄도시, The Outlaws. This is a directorial feature film of Kang Yun-sung. This gangster film is actually based on actual events that took place in 2004 and 2007. Then it was dubbed the Hukseopa Incident, Wanggeonipa Hukseopa Sakkeon in Korean, during the Chinese Korean gang mob-up operation in Garibong-dong, Seoul. It was also the third highest-grossing domestic film of Korea in 2017. Well known for its Chinese immigrants and foreign cultures, the Chinatown of Garibong-dong is low-rent district of Seoul. It is also a breeding ground for both local and Chinese gang activities. Detective Ma Seok-do, played by Ma Dong-seok, and his squad have the dreaded task of restoring peace and prevent bloodshed battle in this neighborhood. Chang Chen, played by Yoon Ge-sang, is the cruel, violent, and bloodthirsty leader of the Chinese gang Black Dragon. His style of collecting debts is using sledgehammers to the hands, axes to chop up limbs, and knifing anyone who doesn't agree with him. Yoon Ge-sang is both effective and adequate as the sadistic long-haired Chang Chen. However, he could have been more frightening, I think. Nonetheless, together with his equally bloodthirsty and cruel henchmen, the Black Dragon gang means business and is ready to kill off local gangs to reach their goal in Chinatown. Don Lee, Ma Dong-seok, who plays Detective Ma here, is very charming and inhabits his role really well. This is no doubt his best outing as a leading man. Nonetheless, his bulky and solid physique here doesn't slow the film down, and he's very good with his comic touches too. He can easily knock out gangsters with a very powerful slap to their hands. After all, he used to be an MMA personal trainer. Although this is quite a small film, I mean budget-wise, first-time director Kang Yun-sung does a great job in bringing the story to life. He shoots those familiar locations like city bars, backstreets, restaurants in a very different light, consequently resulting in a very fresh and stylish look. At the same time, he has no time for melodrama, which would slow down the pace of this film. But his timing with humor is spot on. This film is also brilliant at spotting early talents like Ha Seong-tae from Squid Game and Shin Seon-gyu, like in Geukhan Jigeob, Extreme Job, now the leading actors of Korea. If you imagined very high-profile action for this film, it might be a little bit disappointing. The action in this film is not glory or bloody in nature. In fact, there is hardly any shooting at all. Instead, we get a lot of stabbing and brawl, but the results are equally intense and exciting. The Chinese gangsters speak in Mandarin at times, which adds authenticity to the film. Interestingly, food is always present and consumed in such a way that it seems the actors haven't eaten for days. It's quite amusing to see. Overall, this film, The Outlaws, is worth 2 hours viewing time. It's very entertaining, moves at a fast pace, and it's very stylishly filmed. The cinematography gives the backstreets, city bars, restaurants a life of their own. Don Lee is definitely the man to watch. He's lovable and hilarious despite his bulky physique. If you liked him in Train to Busan, you will love him more. Let's talk about Ma Dong-seok a little bit more. He was born on March 1st, 1971. He lived in Ohio and attended Columbus State Community College before returning to Korea to pursue his acting career. He immigrated to America when he was young, where he was bullied for being a small and weak Asian. He was sick and tired of the racist bullies, and he started working out to prove them wrong. He then turned his life around by building himself into the muscle man he is today. He became an inspiration to the point that even professional fighters like Mark Corman and Kevin Randleman hired him as their personal trainer. He, also known as Don Lee, best known for his supporting roles in The Neighbor, Yut Saram, nameless gangster rules of the time and the unjust. He also played leading roles in Norige, Murderer, and One-on-One. His role in Train to Busan propelled him to international popularity. Train to Busan, Busaning, led him to win Best Supporting Actor at the 54th Paeksang Awards and 23rd Chunsa Film Art Awards in 2018. His subsequent roles in films Derailed, The Bros, Brother, and The Outlaws have been critical and commercial successes. Although known for his tough guy persona roles, he's often celebrated and criticized for playing similar roles in his movies. In 2019, he joined the cast of Eternals, as we all know, as Gilgamesh, which is part of MCU, and it's also his Hollywood debut. This year, he just signed a contract with LDH Japan, one of the largest Japanese agencies. Also, the good news is he's coming back with the sequel of this film, The Outlaw. This time, The Outlaw will star Son Seok-gu as another leading actor. As for the casting process of Eternals, Ma Dong-seok said in his interview, for the past 5 years, he's been getting a lot of casting calls from Hollywood. But that time, he had to produce and act for many different Korean movies. He had contracts. And due to that, the timing wasn't right. But 2 years later, Seraphim, the cast director for Marvel, reached out to him for the character of Gilgamesh, and he was in. He became attracted to the character. And personally, he said, I was also a Marvel fan, so that's how I got to be a part of Eternals. During filming, Ma Dong-seok became pretty close to his co-star Angelina Jolie. During the press conference, Angelina Jolie, made a surprise appearance to support Ma Dong-seok. She says, it was a dream to work with him. I was a fan before. I guess she has seen Busaning. When I realized that we were doing a lot of scenes together and becoming a pair in the film, I was unbelievably excited. We are partners, but he's also a protector and he has become a dear friend, she said. She's definitely a big star, but for Koreans, she feels even more closer because, she was seen in Seoul unannounced several times because her son, Maddox, got into Yonsei University 3 years ago. He probably will graduate next year, as far as I know, so I'm hoping she could come for the graduation ceremony.
Download the Arirang Radio application.
Type in
A-R-I-R-A-N-G.
Arirang Radio on your app store.
Download it and listen to
Arirang Radio.
88.7 in Jeju City.
88.1 in Seogwipo City.
101.9 in the Taejong area.
Channel 144 on Sirius XM in the U.S. Arirang Radio.
Tune in. Arirang Radio.